Good evening. Okay, we're continuing with Halachas of Siman Shin Samach Vav. I'm going to aim to try to finish the Siman tonight. We'll see if we're able to. We're up to Sif Yud, and we discussed yesterday the concept of being Mezakeh L'Dei Hache, which we explained that the way it works is that an Eruv, again, concept of an Eruv is based on the fact that everybody has a bit of a share in it. How is it achieved? So there's two ways. There's one very physical and simple approach. Everybody gives you a flower towards it. And that apparently is the meaning according to the Rama. That's what people do. Option number two, which is probably far more common in the real world, is that as your mizakeh l'dei acha, I take this bread and I say this, I makne it to somebody, I give it to somebody, and I say, you please acquire this on behalf of everybody else who have appointed you as an agent, and by making the kinyan, which Chaim kindly did yesterday, he's acquired for everybody on his behalf. Now, can a person do this on his own? No, he cannot. Can somebody say, okay, I'm being makne this, I'm acquiring this for everybody else? It's not going to work. You need somebody, another person to do. What's the halach with regards to if somebody is really, really closely associated to you? That works, such as your child, your wife, your children or your wife, your spouse. Can they do the acquisition on behalf of somebody else? Or is this, as we know in Loshna Poskim, that yodoy, that their hand is like your hand, and therefore they can't acquire on behalf of other people. Does that work? Yes or no? Children, spouse, etc. Does that work? So that really is a discussion in our Shulchan Aruch, which we started yesterday, who gives a bit of a distinction that children does not work and wife does. Now, Lemaisa, I'm going to continue now with the second opinion, which is 1, 2, 3 lines from the bottom. 3 lines from the bottom of page Eresh Lamed Beis. And the second opinion is as follows. V'yesh oim, just by the Mishnah Wusif, Kotten Samach Aleph. Halach is as follows. V'yesh oim, some say, she'enu mizakeh l'dei bnoi. No, 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 you cannot use your child, your son, or vitoy, and your daughter, or your son, hasmuchna shulchonoi, who are eating by your table, afilim k'den v'vnei, even if they're adults. So, this opinion makes no distinction as to whether they're Bar Bas Mitzvah or not. Are they grown up or not? That's not the point. No, the earlier opinion said, if they are Bar Mitzvah or Bas Mitzvah, your children can be, you can give it to them, they're maknably able to behalf, that's going to work. This opinion does not differentiate between Gdolim and Ketanim. But they do say, on your children, it makes a difference over here. Are they eating at your table or not? I'm not talking about if you're friendly with them and not talking to them. No. The Shulchan Aruch is talking about as to whether they are physically self-efficient. Have they got a monetary independence? Yes or no? If they are monetary independent, they've got financial, they've achieved financial independence without you supporting them, then they can work as the agent of that. They can be mizakeh. But if they have not reached financial independence yet, even if they're gdolim, they cannot. These are the words of Shulchan Aruch. For yesh oymim she'enu mezakeh l'dei bnoi uvit asmuchem shulchan aruch. You cannot be mezakeh through your son, through your daughter, hasmuchem shulchan aruch, if they're eating by your table, meaning they are still dependent. Hafilim gdolim, even if they're adults. Veloy, and not l'dei bitoy, and also not your daughter. Hafilu enu smuchem shulchan aruch. And if your daughter is not adult yet, if she's loy bogo, she's not adult yet, then certainly she cannot serve as an agent of the else's behalf. For loyal de ishtoy, and similarly, your wife also is no good. If she's got some financial independence, again, she cannot act as an agent, and you can be exactly through her. Even if she has a house in her own house, in the chotzer, nevertheless, it's not going to work unless she's got financial independence. Avol, but mezakeh l'dei bnoi, but you can be mezakeh through your son. She ain't yisomech hashulchanoi, who has reached financial independence. Afilu katan, even if it's a child. Watch out. Children sometimes have financial independence, even if they are not Bar Mitzvah yet. Don't know how they manage that. Ve'alidei bitoy shebogra, or your daughter who is adult, ve'einu smucha shulchanoi, but she, again, she's reached financial independence. She's got a job. She doesn't need you. Then you can be mezake through her. And if your wife, she doesn't need your food, she doesn't need your finance, she's got her own fancy job, then if she can, you can be mezake through her. Even if she doesn't have her own house in the chotzer. We're going to be machmir on all opinions, if possible at all. Well, yes. Because the first opinion will not allow if they're pre-bar mitzvah, whatever happens. And the second opinion does if they're independent. Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah says, B'dievet, if you were lenient, B'dievet, it's fine, the Eruv is still chal. V'chein godoil sheyesh lo isha. Also a godoil, an adult sheish leisha who is married af al pi shesomech al shulchan aviv. You know there are adults married who are still dependent on their parents, who still need their fathers to give them money. Exists, it does exist. So what's going to be the halacha then? So there's a few people in this courtyard, and the father wants a mezakeh through somebody wants a mezakeh through the son who is an adult married, perhaps with children. But he doesn't, he can't stand on his own 2 feet. He still needs his father to support him. In that case, if he's married and children, if he's on his own household, then it's fine, he can be mezakeh through him. You do not need to inform people that you've been mezakeh through them before Shabbos. But if you have informed them on Shabbos about the Eruv, that is fine, and they can carry on Shabbos. Otherwise, that's fine. Halacha is always important. If you didn't know that Rabbi Lieben made an Eruv, and you want to end up carrying on Shabbos, you had no clue that he made an Eruv, you can still carry. So let's say you go to Gates for Shabbos, go to Manchester for Shabbos, that's a really good example, and you thought that there is no Eruv in Manchester, you had no idea, because it's only been up for how long, Manchester Eruv? 2 years? Yeah, there you go. Yeah, there's Manchester's an Eruv. How long? 3 years? It's not long, yeah? So let's say you end up going there and you didn't know there was an Eruv. And suddenly on Shabbos morning, you see people, and you wanna also carry. You see people carrying, you want to carry too. And then you're gonna say, oh, am I allowed to carry? He said, no, you can't carry because the Eruv that was made, I'm not talking about the Tzoras HaPesach. I'm talking about the actual Eruv that we're discussing now. The Eruv Chatzeres was made, didn't have you in mind. You didn't know there was an Eruv, so you couldn't have been. So no, it doesn't matter. Even if you didn't know that there was an Eruv, and even if the person who made an Eruv didn't know you're going to come, nevertheless, it is acceptable and it's fine. Hasad Rumor says, Imoidion b'Shabbos mutlatat, if you're told on Shabbos, you are allowed to carry. We move on with the following interesting case in Sifud Aleph, which tells us the following. Bnei Chabur, we learned previously, we're moving on to a new topic. We learned previously that if an Eruv is made, you have to make the Eruv when? When does the Eruv need to be collected and made? It needs to be before Shabbos. Now, what happens if the following case happens? People are eating a Friday afternoon meal. And they enjoying themselves on Friday afternoon. Now, Sunday became Shabbos. And now, they suddenly realize, oh, you know what? Actually, we still need to make an Eruv. Now, can they use the challah, which is on the table, as an Eruv? Or not? Friday afternoon. Just as Shabbos came in. It's not Shabbos yet. It's Ben HaShemoshes. Shulchan Aruch says as follows. Bnei Chabura, a group of people, Shehoyu Mesubin, which were leaning and eating, Lechoil, they were eating on Friday afternoon. Ve'kodesh Aleim Ayoim, and suddenly it became holy, became Shabbos. Hapas Sha'ala Shulchan, the bread which is on the table. Soimchin Aleim Mishum Eruv, you can rely on it as an Eruv. It's an acceptable Eruv. The challah which was on the table can be used as an Eruv. Vehu, and that is provided with the following condition. Shehu, Shemsubin bevayis, that they're all eating the meal in a house. Shehu, Mokom, Horoy, Laniach, Shem Eruv, because the house is an acceptable place for the Eruv. Avol, but bechotze, if they are eating, it's nice summer's day, and they are enjoying the nice weather outside, and are eating a communal sharp Friday afternoon lunch in the courtyard, in a marquee perhaps, enjoying the communal meal. So if they are doing this in the chotzer, it is no good. Then they will not be able to do that. Why? Because we learned previously that the eruv is only valid if the eruv is physically placed in a house. That's right. Absolutely correct. In a house. And not if it's in the chotzer. Here in this case, if they are eating their communal Friday afternoon meal, if they're eating it in their courtyard, it's no good because the eruv needs to be placed physically in a house and not in a courtyard. Avol bechotzer loy v'u'adin. And similarly, im yesh lohem pas b'shutfus percho min abatim, soim chimala b'shem eruv. And again, if the eruv is placed in a flat or in a house, it's acceptable. But if it's placed in the chotzer, it is not. We move on. See if you'd base apotropos shel cotton. Yochel le'orev be'adoy. An apotropos, which is a guarantee. What's the guardian, that's the word. A guardian of a child. If cholila, a minor, has no parents, and somebody has got to look after his finance, I suppose. So they based in appoints, normally based in will appoint an apotropos, which is a, what was that? A guardian, which is a financial appointment. Now, the apotropos of a child can make the eruv for the cotton. That does work. Okay. Now, see, if you'd given a widely quoted and an even more widely misquoted Shulchan Aruch, it's only five words, but so frequently misquoted. Shulchan Aruch says, we're reaching the bottom of page 464, Mitzvah lachzoy acha eruv chatzeis. What does that mean? Very literally, what does it mean? Mitzvah, it's a commandment, or it doesn't really mean commandment, it means a recommended practice. Lachzoir, to seek, acha eruv chatzeres, to make an eruv chatzeres. So what does that mean? It means that we should make an eruv chatzeres. We must. We should do. Mishnah Bosef Cotton, ein ches. Acha eruv chatzeres. What does that mean? Kedei shel yavo l'taltel be'issa. In order that people should not carry be'issa. A person should make a chaseres. So Rabbi Isai, so what does that teach us? You should make a chaseres. What does that? In every city, you should organize. Now, here comes an interesting chiddush that the poskim question, discuss. Does that also mean that one should make mechitzas? Does that also mean that you should establish adequate walls to make an eruv chatzeres? Again, an eruv chatzeres they're referring to over here means what? That you make an eruv chatzeres that you should be able to carry from the chotzer to the house and vice versa. Does it also mean that you should establish mechitzas in order to make a communal eruv? And does that also mean that? Yes or no? Again, what does Shulchan Aruch actually tell us? Shulchan Aruch is only referring to one aspect of the Eruv, which is the Eruv Chatzeres, which is the discussion we had throughout this whole simon. You take bread or flour and you make that mezakel acha, and then that's how everybody is allowed to carry in the chotzer. Does it? Oh, that's what it means. And that's mitzvah lechazachov. Okay. Now I want to know, if you don't have Rishus Yochid yet, say edgeware, pre-Eruv days, does the Shulchan Aruch tell us that you've got to make mechitzas, strings, walls, in order for it to be an Eruv, for it to be a Rishus Yochid? Does that also mean that, yes or no? What do you tell Reb Gideon? It does. Why?
He said no.
Because that's a very good reason. I take that. Oh, very good, very good. Says Chaim, a very good reason. He says that if the Mishnah Berurah's reason is that, very good, Chaim, it's really good. So that if the reason is, as Mishnah Berurah says, Kedesh lo yovel letaltel be'isur, so surely that should also apply when there is, when, if there's no mechitza, you put up, establish mechitzas. And therefore, says Chaim, there's a mitzvah also to establish an eruv, what we call an eruv. Yeah. Wow, it's beautiful machloikis. Naftali says that no, there is a chashash that people are going to carry from chotzer to the bais and vice versa. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch wants to avoid. That is a mitzvah lachzor achayiv chatzeiros in order to avoid the mistake, the toes, the kilkul that people frequently will carry by mistake from Eruv to Chotzer and vice versa without being an Eruv chatzeiros. That doesn't mean that people necessarily make a mistake when it comes to reshuyos. To carry from Rosh Hashanah Rabbim to Rosh Hashanah Yochid. That people will make such a mistake, and therefore, just because there's a mitzvah lachsa acha of chatzeres, doesn't mean there's a mitzvah lachsa acha tikkun of walls. And this is machlokes achronim, Rabbi said. This is machlokes achronim. And now you pick your opinion. The quotation of mitzvah lachsa acha eruv, I don't know where the quotation is, where that comes from. I don't know where that is. Yeah, it is talking specifically about Erev Chatzeres. It's not talking about, it is talking about Erev Chatzeres. Ksav Sofer does say, it seems to be from the Ksav Sofer and other Achronim as well. In Sefer Shabbat, there's other Achronim that seem to be saying that this may also be referring to actually establishing Erev, because we know that people will end up carrying in areas where there is no Erev. So perhaps includes that as well. Other Achronim disagree and say that's a misquotation. Okay, Shulchan Aruch continues and teaches us the following. Emosai Mevorech, when do you make a bracha? Sorry, Yudalet. Yudalet might be the shortest Shulchan Aruch in, I think it's the shortest Eve. I think it's perhaps the shortest Eve. Mevorech al mitzvahs Eruv, did we make a bracha of al mitzvahs Eruv? The Mishnah reminds us that you don't only say bracha, you also say something which we're going to see in a minute. But yes, there's a bracha that is being recited. You make a bracha, and yeah, like with any eruv, you make a mitzvah eruv. See if there's well. Finally, when at what point do you make the bracha of a mitzvah eruv? When you collected it from the residents, or when you're actually acquiring and you're giving it and people accept on everybody's behalf, and you will say the following: with this eruv, here should be permitted for us to take and bring from the houses to the courtyard, and vice versa, and we buy the bais from one house to the next. To any house within this chotzer, if the eruv was collected, but they failed to make a bracha, and a bracha ma'akeves, the bracha doesn't matter. But the eved umotorim b'telta, they can still carry in this in the area. Good. Yeah. The collective one, yeah.
So if you're making one of this, would you make a bracha on it, or would you not?
Yeah, you can still make a bracha, because...
Yeah,
you could still make a bracha. The meaning is certainly to make... Because it's included in the Ma'aseh Bracha, yeah, but probably what happens is that when you make a collective Eruv, they probably specifically exclude any individual Eruv which has been or will be made. It's like a clause that we allow anybody to make a more. But he wants to be more machmir, he wants to have an additional. Yeah, I think you can. I'm sure you can. I don't know how that works in terms of the communal eruv, but it's probably anyway, the truth is that it's and also it's not ma'akev. Anyway, this is a shit of mavos. it's a shittu mevoz, really. And you can certainly make a bracha on an eruv, although there's a shittu mevoz. You're right, so b'diavad it's certainly not. You see that better not to make a bracha, because anyway b'diavad it's not ma'akev. I think the most of people will make a bracha. No, nobody doesn't hold of the eruv. It's only to want to make extra chomer, perhaps. Yeah. Okay, it's something to think about. Good point. Rabbi Sai, to summarize what we learned this evening, we spoke about the two opinions. You can be mezakeh three children, and the maximum machmir lechatchila that if they are ketanim you can't, and if they are dependent you also can't. Whatever happens there you can be mekel. We spoke about the case of them eating on Friday afternoon, and the bread which is being used, the challah which is being used, can be used of an eruv as long as it's in a house and not in the chotza. We spoke about an apotropos which can be make an eruv. We spoke about the Shulchan Aruch's words that it's a mitzvah to make an eruv chatzeres. The bracha is al mitzvahs eruv. You make the bracha when you've collected all the ingredients, or when you're mezakeh for them, and you make the statement of ba'adin eruv, etc., etc. Good evening, Abba Yisai.